Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for the week of September 13. It's questions as of Monday. I pulled in a couple of others that came in a little bit later, which I sometimes reserve the right to do. So this will be publishing on Thursday, September 16th. And of course, thank you for your questions. Okay, let's just dive in. I wanted to make a couple of statements before we handle individual questions. The first is we have launched a program called Cash and Coin. We're trying to encourage subscribers to use Cash, Coin, and other payment mechanisms that work through your local bank and credit union. You can pay us, you can mail us a check, you can mail us coins, you can do direct payments through your credit unions or local banks, you can also do wire transfer. Given the importance to us of free speech, we are increasingly concerned about the dependency on digital platforms that are now censoring content. And in fact, PayPal has announced that they have a minimum charge of $2,500 if you violate their acceptable use standards, which they're updating on September 20th, 4 days from now. And we don't know what those updates are, but we do know that people have been shut off PayPal. And according to the emails we're getting, they've withheld money. They say that the $2,500 plus is their charge for reviewing your content. And it seems to me that as people who are paying us, you're not paying PayPal to censor us. You're paying us to get content that you choose to get. You can choose not to get it. It's your choice. So it seems to me it's our choice whether it's available to you, not PayPal's, or any other electronic payment mechanism. But we know the effort to use the financial transaction system for complete control of everything, not just what you can read or access online. So this is the wave that is underway, and it's a complete control grid. So we're trying to stay ahead of it to the extent that it's feasible. So take a look at Cash and Coin. It's in the, if you go to your account and where you or manage your sort of account relationship, take a look or call customer service or put in a support ticket and tell us you'd like to convert to Cash and Coin, and we'd be delighted to help you. Again, it's just helping us tell you the truth and not having to worry about whether or not we'll get thrown off this system or that. We're doing lots of things on our back end to make ourselves much more resilient in terms of payment gateways and different services. So we're also doing a lot to make sure that we're as digital mobile as we possibly can. Mandates, of course, are big in the news. John, Titus, and I talk a lot about them on Money and Markets. What's coming out, of course, is the hypocrisy is incredible. Arizona AG has sued Biden over the mandates. Other AGs will follow. I think there'll be significant state action. If you look at the polls, Biden does not begin to have the support he needs to get a policy like this done. The polls are very much against him, and it's extraordinary, the sort of overreach. Dr. Zelenko did an interview where he pointed out that Google executives know not to take the vaccine and that they are taking HCQ and ivermectin. In the meantime, their search engines are making sure that kind of truth doesn't get out. It's pretty shocking. If you see the hypocrisy, and Zelenko's done a great job because he's helping everybody protect themselves. So, you know, whether it's the Jerusalem Health Ministry or the Google executives, he's got a beat on who's using what, who's doing what. It's very interesting. So the mandates are overreach, and things are going to get ugly because, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to have to leave their jobs or get fired. And ultimately, I think the question you should ask is, why would you want to work for someone who would ask you to play Russian roulette with your finances in your life? Big question. Anyway, so let's dive into the questions. Hi, Catherine. Reminding you that I work for you as FHA commish, but technically you work for me at Hamilton and 95 as a contractor. And then it's somebody who would like John and I to define what they can do in terms of local currencies. Here's the thing. Don't wait for us. If you look at what is on our plate and what we're trying to publish, my next round of publishing will be on taxation in the third quarter wrap-up. And yes, we'll spend more time on local currencies. Our big move this year was to build the silver and gold payment calculator. I assure you that was a major, major effort. There's more we'd like to do there. We can't, this is not a central operation here, and we're not receiving $2 trillion of tax money to be a private government. So we're all going to have to do this together. If you look at your background, which is impressive, you certainly have the knowledge and intellectual capability to go figure out all the questions you're asking us. So go figure them out and send us what you've got, and let's let the network go to work on figuring these things out together. Dear Catherine, yesterday may have been my personal turning point. I walked into a credit union without a mask. Okay, this is a very funny story of somebody challenging their credit union. I expect the policy will not be changed, of course. I'm prepared to stop my auto deposits and auto charges, then close the account and become bankless. I would appreciate your comments about how one navigates this digital world on a cash-only basis. Taking this first step will likely start a cascade in which I close my credit card too. Who wants to be tracked like this? A tutorial from others who may be detached and operate cash only would be very helpful to many of us. There are many different ways to go cashless. A lot of my neighbors in Hickory Valley use money orders and then pay bills at bill-paying windows locally, such as the utility. They make most of their purchases with cash. You can also arrange for a neighbor or small business to purchase what you need online in exchange for a markup. The check cashing places have services, and you want to check what their services are. You can also buy and use certified checks. There are preloaded credit cards, but I find the fees to generally be devastating. And you have to beware of fees when you go to an all-cash system. But frankly, if you look at the cost of being in the system, I think paying a certain amount in fees is a great deal to stay out of the system. Now, the one thing you need to do is if you depend on money orders or certified checks, you need to make sure a lot of times that you send a check, a return receipt, or priority with tracking. I would never pay a mortgage with a money order without getting that receipt. You want to be able to prove that they really got the money. So remember, you don't have to take this to zero use of cash. Maybe you have a credit card. I'm sorry, you have a bank or credit union that will pay your mortgage or things that you want absolute proof of like that. You can do it that way. Question. Hi, Catherine. I'm wondering what my husband and I should do with our investments in IRAs. We are retiring. Is the going direct reset a reason to cash out all our investments? And then you describe what's happening with your wealth management. I would recommend that you listen to the three last equity overviews, the annual wrap-up, the one we did in January, the one we did in April, and then the one we did in July. I go through all these issues and all of them, and there are a lot of links to help you with particulars. Let me tell you what I do. I don't have any money in an IRA or 401k because I had a bit of a squabble, and I don't want to be in partnership with the government. You can read my story. It's the blast for the past this week. 401ks in the financial coup d'etat, but that's me, not you. If you haven't looked into whether there are benefits of converting to a Roth in any of your IRAs, I would take a look at that because the taxes are more likely to go up. We're also going to run into the danger of the government getting political about that money and saying, you know, you can't take it out unless you're vaccinated. It's more bullying. I don't think they have the legal authority to do it, but you just never know what they're going to try. And that's what happens when you get in bed with the U.S. federal government. So what I do, I don't have any IRAs, but what I do is I have obviously my home and real estate where I live. So in my local area, and the goal was to have a home base with water and land. I could grow food if I needed to. So it was sort of resilient, but also very low cost. So my combined taxes for all three properties are approximately $500 a year. So if inflation skyrocketed, I would be okay. I have a propane run generator as backup so that if electricity goes down, bam, you know, energy comes on. So food, water, shelter, I wanted a certain amount of resiliency, and I always think that's a great investment. Real estate, resiliency, precious metals, obviously, I'm a great believer in having various kinds of precious metals. And then I am an equity investor, but I'm only interested in companies that are highly productive. And to me, make long-term good sense. the only money I have in the market is through the mutual fund that I provide a screen for. It's managed by an asset manager who I think has got a very solid track record. I know has a very solid track record and I'm very comfortable with. And obviously they understand everything I'm saying. There are, you know, there are more than a few of those people around. In the annual books, every year we recommend some good books on family wealth as well as James Montier's books on investments, and I recommend everybody can read those. So I would listen to the last three equity overviews, and among other things, there are several advisors who I've interviewed on those equity overviews who understand what's going on, either on those three or ones last year. So there are people around, you just have to take the time to really search them out and find them. Question, why do you suggest that cash be moved to credit unions and or community banks? That's not what I recommend. I recommend that people use a well-governed and well-managed local credit union or community bank that is privately owned for their banking business. So banking business. And what does that mean, well-governed and well-managed local credit union? So they have great board of directors, great management. You understand who owns and controls. They don't have derivatives or speculative market business. Their focus is entirely on retail banking. And you can have a relationship with or access to real decision makers. Cash is an asset class. That's totally a different issue as to where you do your banking business. Do you keep cash in bank? Sure. But you can keep a lot of other things in a bank. And it's there not to sit, although you might use it that way. You're there to handle your essentially, you know, revenues and expenses, inflow and outflow. And I always recommend having cash in a variety of places, not just in the banking institution. I absolutely believe in home safes and having cash stockpiled away. My favorite place to have cash is out there on the People Bank. And I've talked a lot about that in some of the equity, the last three equity overviews. Warning, there is an IRS proposal from the Biden administration, and it matches up with what's happening with fintech. And now a hideous proposal for local public banks, which is going to destroy. I mean, it's the death knell of freedom, you know, all under the guise of goody two shoes. We're here to help you. The IRS proposal is basically much more invasive knowledge of what is going in and out of a bank and in your name. Now, I think they're doing it anyway. This just makes it sort of governmentally legal for the IRS to have the data. But it's another reason why some people may prefer to go to all cash, you know, just give up on banks. And again, it's not zero or one. You can significantly reduce what you're doing in banks and do more with cash if you want. Comment, coin shortage seems to have originated from Federal Reserve some 10 years ago. They put in coin sorting machines into each bank and deposited that amount into your account and took the coins. I asked my bank if I could buy one day's worm of coins taken in or all the coins in the box, and they said no. It goes straight to the Federal Reserve. Now we have a shortage and all the coin sorter machines are gone. There is a coin shortage task force at the Fed. So they're pretending they don't know they took the coins. Pretty funny. I'll never forget when I was the underwriter to the New York Transit System. All their coins used to go to the Fed because no bank could handle the volume. So obviously they're trying to go all digital. Very astute comment. Catherine, as you mentioned last week when Chase canceled General Flynn's credit card, I keep seeing this happen to more social media personalities. So far, I've noticed it's mostly Chase and PayPal, and even worse, they are withholding, actually stealing the funds that are in these closed accounts. Peggy Hall had PayPal close hers without warning with thousands of dollars held. So did the TLAV owner, Ryan, by PayPal. I can't imagine how much of that is legal, but the rule of law is gone. Today, I watched Mary Ann Heinen, a.k.a. the Bee Lady and girlfriend of Zach Voorhees, talk about her canceled accounts at Amazon and how Chase Bank, both withholding thousands of their legally earned money. This is awful. Here is her video about it. Okay, so I'm lacking sympathy here because given what happened with the financial crisis, given what happened with the mortgage crisis, given what happened with Madoff, given what happened with $42 billion of settlements by JP Morgan Chase for criminal and civil violations. Why are you banking with Chase? Okay. this is beyond baffling. I can't, if you trade with the enemy, don't be surprised when the enemy bites your ass. I can't fathom this. As for my company, I already had my tiny account with a local credit union for decades. My husband is moving a small business from Bing Bank into a local bank here in Los Angeles. We are using cash for everything now. We call it Cash Friday. Cash every day. That's great. We are sharing Cash Friday wherever we show our tip. I even have Augustine's truthful statement video on my cell phone, and I show it like a proud mom to everyone. We shouldn't have paid for a better advertisement against CBDCs. Thank you, Mr. Carson's. Wow, you're great. Hold the line is what you say. Thank you, Catherine, and bless you. Just to let you know, again, PayPal has announced that they're charging $2,500 minimum fee and up for the cost of reviewing the content where they find an acceptable use violation. And again, their acceptable use terms are changing on September 20th, so we'll see what they say. I did try and review an ACH service after spending 3 weeks reading all the terms and conditions I was told I had to read. It took many, many hours. There was about 135 tiny type pages. I went ahead and we agreed that I only had to sign one of three. Then they tried to get me to sign two, even though I wasn't going to use the service. And I said, no, I'm not going to sign them because you said I only had to do the first. And they said, oh, well, you're not going to use them, so it doesn't matter. Just sign. I said, no, I'm not signing them. So they had a software developer do a workaround. So then I get on the account and they said, oh, well, there's just one where you have to sign, but everybody just clicks it. Don't worry, you don't have to read it. I said, no, I have to read it. I'm not going to say that I read it and I understand it if I didn't read it and understand it. Okay, so of course we stopped while I spent a couple hours on the weekend reading it. And what it said was that I agreed to comply with all laws related to the account or financial management globally. And if I violated them, and they listed some, but they said, you know, it's anything else now or in the future. And I asked them for a complete list and they wouldn't give it. They said that was my due diligence. I have to tell you, despite my background experience and access to wonderful lawyers, you know, it would take me a year working full time to figure out a complete list. It was unbelievable. And then it said that they reserved the right, if they considered me in violation, to go directly into my bank account, to authorize Bank of Omaha to go directly into my bank account and take whatever they deemed appropriate out without court order, without legal action, and I would have to wait 6 months to get it back. And I was, by clicking these terms and agreements, I would be authorizing the Bank of Omaha to do that. You know, and their guy had just tried to say, oh, well, you know, just click this. It's down at the bottom. Don't worry about it. Nobody ever reads that. After being told the only terms and conditions I had to click were the ones I'd already read and approved. To talk about inducement or entrapment, it was just frightening. You know, I'm sure the guy who said, oh, just click that, everybody does. In a million years, I don't think he realized what he was doing. I really don't. The attorneys who set up the system and the operations people who set up the process, it's inconceivable to me that somewhere in there wasn't somebody who knew exactly what he was doing. It's very, very frightening. Anyway, needless to say, I didn't sign up for that ACH, which is why we're asking subscribers, please go set up a direct payment from your bank account for recurring, especially the recurring monthly. That's the way to do it. It saves everybody lots and lots of money. Much lower fees, much better for the local banks. Really a great way to go. But it does take time. And that's why we're offering bonuses. So we'll give you monthly bonuses. It's a 1 month or 2 month bonus, depending on what you do. Just go see Cash and Coin. So if you want a free month or free 2 months of subscription, there you go. Hello, Catherine. I've inherited my late husband's pension fund of pounds X. This is from the UK. And I'm unsure where to invest it. I've been advised to take 25% tax-free and invest the rest in stocks, shares, and bonds. Here's what I would do. I would listen to the last three equity overviews. I go into these kind of issues. You're probably going to need to find somebody to help you, financial planner, advisor. What I would do is listen to the first three equity overviews, the last three equity overviews annual. So that's January and April and July. Just put equity overview into the search box and you'll pull them all up. It was a text from a neighbor. I will type what it says. The Biden administration has proposed requiring all community banks and other financial institutions to report to the IRS all deposits and withdrawals through business and personal accounts worth more than $600, regardless of tax liability. This indiscriminate comprehensive bank account reporting to the IRS can soon be enacted in Congress and will create an unacceptable invasion of privacy for our customers. This is the community bank in our area. They are alerting customers and asking them to fight back. I couldn't agree more. My husband is from Lebanon and his cousin manages credit unions in the following U.S. state. She thinks it's leaning to exactly what is happening in Lebanon. My father-in-law is in his 90s, has $30,000 in the bank, but is only allowed $300 per month. That's in Lebanon. I believe some people believe those of us with investments in cash can be the winners in this, but others the losers. I keep saying everyone wins or everyone loses. I agree with that. Even the wealthy relatives in Lebanon cannot get their money and are reliant on cash stashed in their own safe at home. Yep, you have to presume that is going to happen. It is possible to go all cash outside of the banking system, but we need to go further than that. We need to go to local barter and local currencies and local everything outside the system. Food, energy, shelter, everything. You know, start going to YouTube University. We're going to have to reinvent it all from scratch. Common, I'm so pleased with the news of Solaria implementing a plan for us to renew our subscriptions with cash or bank draft. My subscription does not renew until November, but I would do it now. I was thinking that it would be great if all of these sites could do that, even though it would require time to work to get it running. What if Children's Health Defense, The High Wire, and Global Research and others did the same? Maybe Solaria can be a role model for change. So what we've been trying to do is keep our various allies, including Severin you mentioned, update on what we're doing and make sure they know what we're trying to do and how we're doing it. So we're eager to collaborate and help others to do the same. And remember, best for us is a direct recurring payment that you set up with your bank or credit union. Hi, Catherine. I used to have an account with E-Trade because I used to listen to a guy on the Jeff Rentz show made it easy to engage in put options. Anyway, my question is, do you recommend using E-Trade for buying stocks? Is there a better platform? I cannot make a recommendation on securities platforms because I no longer do due diligence. When I was an investment advisor, I was doing serious due diligence, or not serious, but due diligence on those platforms. Here's the reality in securities custodian. You need a securities custodian who's safe from financial system hiccups. And that means you're going to be big size, big experience, and all of those guys are deeply establishment. If the U.S. government says we're all seizing all assets, they're seizing our assets, they will comply. So in my opinion, it's unlikely that you're going to get anything that isn't deeply establishment. And in that sense, in the United States, it's going to be the biggest and the most experienced. My one piece of advice to you is free brokerage services are not free, as I'm sure you know. If you want diversification, the way to do so is to get assets in other jurisdictions, which could be better or worse, but there is some diversification, but it's usually not worth doing that unless you have, you know, it's not worth going to Switzerland unless you can put $500,000 or $1 million into an investment account, which is relatively easy to do. Most of them are going to be SEC registered as well. Anyway, so you're going to have to go with big and deep establishment if you're doing securities custodian. If you're interested in systems that where you can get your own certificates, that is possible. And it is also possible to invest directly in a fund and go directly to the fund's custodian in many cases. COVID-19, somebody sent a link to one analysis of COVID-19 ingredients. I think that's interesting, but the jury is still out. I think we have very different batches in different places. And the only way you can figure out what's really in this is to have multiple independent labs doing deep analysis of multiple batches over time. Because I think this story is much more complex than it appears. Common, interview with Dr. Mercola and Dr. Fleming has written a new book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? I tried to access that link. It's no longer up, FYI. Catherine, I'm starting to hear of lawyers insisting that their opposing counsel be vaccinated or not be allowed in the courtroom. I think it's imperative that non-lawyers, because they can't get in trouble with the bar, start working to educate judges on the dangers of the vaccine and start bombarding them with information. I agree. Most of the vaccine rights decisions will be made by local judges in local courts. Very good point. Then another one, passing this along, Seattle and King County are working on requiring proof of vaccination to go to a restaurant or bar. I keep getting reports of restaurants and bars who've just given up trying to enforce stuff like this because too many people are just ignoring it. Hi, I was wondering if you've seen what the city and county of San Francisco CCFA employees are doing. Now, we had this question last week. I'm putting it in again because the person involved was nice enough to send me copies of their documents. So I just received those and had a look at them, but I very much appreciate your sharing. Dear Catherine, I'm a new subscriber and I'm gorging myself on your videos and reports. You've made sense of so many weird events and trends I've been seeing since the 1960s that I'm just beside myself with happiness. Not happiness about what is happening, but happiness is finally beginning to understand so much of what is happening. I could go on, but the reason I'm writing, I'm wondering if you've done videos or reports and interviews on what is going on with the mainstream media. There's so much I observe here, I can't make sense of it. You talk more about the media and how much, say, your parents' generations believed in them. I've heard that six corporations control all the mainstream news media, which would explain how there's such a why. And remember, it's, the two lead investors have the lead positions in all six. I'm wondering if, as a new subscriber, I haven't yet found what you've already delved into in this topic. I'm so grateful for you and feel so fortunate to have found you, not only for your incredible insight clarity, but also for your honesty about how you cope with what you know. I also value so much the cultural links you give us, which are so uplifting to the human spirit. I'm very glad you found us, and I really appreciate your support. Keep asking these questions. I don't do a lot on the media because I don't think of them as media. I've never thought of them. I think of them as a monopoly PR agency that's there to basically promote, you know, a certain direction and views, particularly for certain factions of the Mr. Global. There was tremendous consolidation in the 1980s. You know, really bringing us down to very tight control. Part of this is satellites. A lot of them depend on the satellite feed, so they got to do whatever the military and intelligence tell them. You know, but they're also busy in training and doing what I consider to be highly unconstitutional, illegal things. And they couldn't do it without the support of the intelligence agencies and the Department of Defense. And for all I know, the overlays on their signal are really from the intelligence agencies and Department of Defense. But they're, for example, all the telecommunications is deeply intertwined with NSA and the Five Eyes system. So this has been going on for a long time. And I don't think of them as media. I think of them as propaganda. We're now calling them the old media. If you want to understand sort of the power structure and how central control really works, I suggest you go back to the Kennedy assassination and read David Talbot's The Devil's Chessboard, because you really see a lot about how the intelligence agencies and sort of the top of the syndicate control and institute sort of obedience within the establishment. You can also listen to both the Fitz and Farrell interviews or speeches at the Secret Space Program 2014 and 2015. We sort of cover the secret money and what it means and how it has had a lot to do with basically, Chuck Schumer says the CIA runs the executive branch. He's correct. Farrell and I also did some old interviews on the breakaway civilization and the governance structure and who is Mr. Global and all those issues. We cover a lot of them in the News Trends and Stories quarterly, as including the unanswered questions. I strongly recommend you listen to my interview with Amy Benjamin on secrecy and read my online book, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits. One issue that's going to come up is there's a lot of baloney about climate change, and I have to spend more time sort of unpacking it, but I would suggest you read An Intelligent Conversation About the Environment. I put a link to it in the Ask Catherine notes, so beneath your question. So dive into those and see if those help and keep asking questions. Somebody sent in an Electronic Freedom Foundation link about how the Section 215 of the Patriot Act was going to expire in March 2020 and said, did this expiration date have anything to do with when the pandemic lockdowns began? Any correlation? And I said, yes, absolutely. Of course. For a variety of reasons, they needed a whole new layer of control. I'm sure this was an important one. Hello, Catherine. Thanks so much for your advice about looking into the financials of the city I live in, people running at laws. I was a bit dismayed at first because it's not good where I am, but I will make the best of it while I'm still here. And I've identified two target municipalities that have very sound financials where I will likely relocate within the next year. We have a great Solaria report. It's either mapping your local financial ecosystem or unpacking your local financial ecosystem. You absolutely have to do due diligence on the financial condition of the state and municipality you're going to move to. Let's see. I've been spending time in these municipalities, slowly making connections with local food producers. I'm learning valuable do-it-yourself skills in the process while swimming in pure, pristine water to cool off. That's great. I also want to share, I've said bye-bye to my portable mind control surveillance device. I never liked it. And since I got one 19 years ago, I knew they were bad news. You're doing a lot of changes. This is good. So you're listing all the different things you're doing. This is really great. So you got a landline. That's wonderful. And last tidbit to share, I received from the Revenue Agency of Quebec a letter saying I'm entitled to $300 credit. But they wouldn't give this unless you connected your bank account, and you didn't. Good choice. My girlfriend in Ontario receives $563 per month baby bonus for a child, plus a lump sum of a little over $20,000 per year in child disability benefit because her son has autism. How many people in her situation would give that up? Not many. My question is, hypothetically, if someone were to give birth to a child at home privately and did not fill out a birth certificate or sign them up for government credits or public school or government health services, would that child be free technically from the grips of the state government civil contracts? Here's my answer. Some say yes, some say no. I don't know Canadian law. I've listened to a lot of debate about this in the U.S. I haven't investigated in detail because I find that the government system and the deep state don't, and the intelligence agencies don't necessarily respect or obey the law. So I tend not to invest personal time in going down the sort of the complex legal system issues. I do find the less data you have in and the less money you take out from the system, the more peaceful your life is. So I think doing everything you suggest is a great idea. Financial dependency and interaction tend to lead to interference and control. And it's going to get much, much worse, or that's their intention. Let's see what happens. There are various opt-outs that people can do. I don't think any of them can hurt. I know people who spend a lot of time trying to opt out of, you know, sort of different data systems in the U.S. and IMF. I have not tried any because personally, I don't want to opt out. I want to be in the middle of the soup with the general population to try and turn this. So my goal is turning things, not getting out. I don't think I can get out. If anything, I'm heading right back into the center where I came from. So, you know, I'm interested in turning things, and you have to meet people where they are, both the establishment and the general population. Hi, Catherine. My wife and I have been following your work with great interest. As a student of Steiner's works, I especially appreciate the anthroposophical insights in relation to the reality we're in. We're in times when we need spiritual science more than ever. I quickly introduce myself, and if you have a Proton Mail account, we can continue there. I am in, and I've XX'd out what you do, which is fascinating. COVID is my portfolio. I've seen enough to know I will never get the injections. We'll do everything in my power to save my family from them, if for the continuance of humanity. I will likely lose my job in the next few months due to mandates. Not sure what I'll do next. I joined Solaria Connect, but I haven't made substantial connections there. I really appreciate your making contact, so I will make contact back. I do have a Proton Mail account, but I don't think it's completely safe. Nothing is. I'm assuming the NSA has access to that too, but I assume you already know that. You need to dream up what is most in your heart to do. The place where you're likely to be successful is where you can hold your interest. You're not just doing it to generate an income. I would strongly recommend you envision doing 3 to 5 things instead of one thing. Generally, you have to start out learning in the gig economy and do a little of this and a little of that. And that's how you build the relationships that then grow into real cash flows. So I would start out, I would also make sure you get to the what you deem to be the best possible jurisdiction for you and your family. You want to be around like-minded people in the best jurisdiction. You might consider remote work for security and private intelligence firms, because obviously you have some pretty significant enforcement skills. So, and I'm assuming some may let you work unvaccinated on a remote basis. Catherine, I'm not sure you received my full email. When I check on my iPad, it's cut off somewhere in the third paragraph here. I'm sending the full email. So great comments, including on the story of Gideon, but you sent a long description of the history of Naples. Fascinating. I didn't know that. And it's amazing how history is like this. It's written by the victors and those who can afford to archive. And a lot of times the truth doesn't make it through. So I'm going to make an effort to learn more about Naples. I find that absolutely fascinating. Somebody sent a recommendation for a Hannah Arendt book, which I haven't read, so I ordered it, and my pile of unread books grows ever higher. So let's turn to the Going Direct Reset. This is my opinion on a very good presentation from Ernst Wolf, who's a journalist specializing in global finance. Thank you for sending that. I'm going to take a look. Then we go to local gatherings. I'm looking for a community of self-sufficiency, support, gardening, Great Reset, financial decisions and investments, decentralized blockchain questions, privacy, the typical whole package of sovereignty with like-minded individuals. I would take a look. I'm not sure which jurisdiction you're in, whether you're in Europe or the United States. I would take, if you're in the United States, I would take a look. I think the best states are Utah, Idaho, Texas. I have to put Arizona on the list given what the AG just did. Tennessee, South Dakota, Florida, Utah, Idaho, Texas, Arizona, Tennessee, South Dakota, Florida. I would take a look at the websites for intentional communities and ecosystem websites. There is a sort of a community forming in Arizona that you can find on Connect, if that's a jurisdiction you're interested in. But again, take a look at a mapping. It's either unpacking or mapping your local financial ecosystem, because you really want to do due diligence any jurisdiction you go to. Okay, recommended links. A recommended link for 9/11 that gets into sort of the logistics of how the 9/11 operation was done. I try not to get into any details on how. It's clear that the official story is not true, and you have to go from there. And I find that getting into the details of how the job was done is just a rabbit hole that sort of divides and conquers people and keeps us from getting anything real done. And of course, my focus on it is the money. If you're interested in that, watch James Corbett. James Corbett did a great video called 9/11 Follow the Money. Really awesome. Comment, once the hospitals have no healthcare workers, the wake-up call will be heard by all. I think the problems in the hospitals will sort of wake some people up. Given what's happening in some of the hospitals these days, staying away, in fact, may save lives, unfortunately. I think what's going to wake the most people up is disabilities and deaths. They're very persuasive. I talked on Money and Markets about a New York author who wrote a really mean and vicious tweet or social media posting when he got his first Pfizer shot in February. And then he got his second Pfizer shot in March. And then in July, he ended up in Mount Sinai with a heart attack at the age of 33 and had 2 open heart surgeries and then massive strokes during surgery and died. And one of the things he said in his tweet was how irresponsible people were and not caring about other people because they didn't get the injection. He proceeded to leave his wife without the means to pay her rent and with hideous medical bills for which it sounds like she's liable, which I have to say is the height of irresponsibility to do that to your family. And that's why we created the family financial disclosure form, so that if a person in the family wants to play Russian roulette with their health, they don't play Russian roulette with the family bankruptcy. Unfortunately, it was a stunning example of what mind control and disinformation can do to destroy not only individuals, you know, this guy was basically killed by disinformation, but what it can do to bankrupt and destroy families. Absolutely heartbreaking. Comment, variation of Midianite conflict, winner takes Jerusalem as world finance capital. So this is kind of a strongly worded opinion on what's going on. I don't agree with everything the author says, but there were some important points. Shows you the hypocrisy. In a similar vein, we saw Rand, I'm just quoting from this rant. In a similar vein, we saw Rand Paul commenting today to Sean Hannity that Fauci needed to be charged with perjury for lying to Congress while admitting that the Justice Department would be unlikely to act on that. But Paul is also controlling the opposition because if Fauci had lied to Congress, Congress doesn't require justice to do anything about it. Congress has its own authority to arrest and detain and doesn't have to beg justice or FBI to do it. That's exactly right. Ron Paul didn't tell you that, did he? Rand Paul didn't tell you that. Then he goes on, I say it is the first such moment in history because never before have so many known so much about how the world works. This is why he's optimistic. Never before have so many had such access to knowledge and information. Never before have so many seen through the veils of history and the lies of the rulers. They call us sheep and treat us like sheep, and though many of us still prefer to munch grass and baa, most of us, more of us are awake than ever before. Plus, there are simply more of us than ever before. Never in history have there been 7 billion on this people. So all those people don't have to be awake to make this a special time in history. In the first world, especially Europe and the US, it may be that a majority of awake. Oh, I think there are a lot of people awake in the emerging markets. They've been getting run over these guys for centuries and they're awake. Not woke, but awake, aware of the lies, aware of the predation, aware that our rulers are very bad people and there's no solution to this but to take them down. I'm seeing more and more people understanding that there is no middle of the road. That is true. Hello, Catherine. I thought this was very interesting presentation that you and your team may find interesting. Actually, it was. It was on the magnetism. It looks like some interesting research and some interesting nuggets. That said, it's very important to figure out. I don't think we really know what's in the injections. One, I think there are a lot of mystery ingredients, and I think we need multiple independent labs doing analysis of many batches in many places. You know, my guess is there's a huge prototyping going on. One British undertaker gave an interview and he said he'd been told 50% of the injections were saline solutions. Given what I'm seeing around the world, that would not surprise me in the least. You know, it makes sense for them to start off that way. Now, once they get you on the passports and the treadmill where you got to take 8 boosters, the saline can disappear, right? Because then you got control. Somebody sent in a link to Tennessee Stance. Looks very interesting. And then somebody else sent in a link about the recall out in California. Oh, no, this is Trudeau. Oh, sending prayers for Canada. And Germany is also in the middle of election. Hi, Catherine. I'm a lover of local and decentralized. I want to highlight a term we seem to have forgotten. Small, it may be the real reason local and decentralized is such a successful strategy. Leopard Co., such a beautiful human, highlighted this before in Small is Beautiful by Schumacher. Great book. I love that book. I recommend you read his book, The Breakdown of Nations. This does not read like economics. Below, quick video, I think, if we got smaller. I agree, decentralizing much would help optimize much. I love the Schumacher book, but you still have to deal with organized crime and their invisible weaponry. So we can decentralize all day long, and they're still going to have us by our throats if we don't figure out how to solve that. Then somebody sent Viganos, Cardinal Viganos' latest letter. What a great leader. What a great guy. Yeah, we have posted that. Then Patrick Wood is having a CFFS National Town Hall, a call to action. It's going to be Patrick Wood and Mercola. It's a good one. So we've posted that on Twitter and Telegram, and I'm posting it here. Hello, Catherine. In last week's Ask Catherine, they're telling us about a flip phone from Sunbeam Wireless. It looks very interesting. I am looking for a new phone, so I'll definitely check that out. In Take Action, I just wanted to mention it's so important that you turn the aircraft carrier before you hit the iceberg. So I have one ally who spent the last year researching their jurisdiction in terms of vaccine mandates and what the exemptions were and the federal and state law on religious exemptions. And last week they were finally awarded a religious exemption. And I assure you it took a whole year of research, a lot of work and careful study. I'm sure they're a formidable person to face by any employer trying to mandate. So they've got their religious exemption. Meantime, I'm seeing people who waited until the last minute to realize, oh, this is real. And now they're finding themselves out of work because they didn't invest the time and effort. And it's not fair. It's not right. But it is what it is. Whether it's homeschooling or employer mandates or food inflation or energy prices. We're going to see big energy price increases in many parts of the world this year and shortages. So if you're dependent on propane, you know, make sure the tank is full. But remember, we've got to work on these things. I've been telling everybody for years, you will have to homeschool, and God help you if you send your child to government schools, what could happen. We just watched the mayor of Hudson, Ohio, literally go into the school board meeting, the mayor, and tell them that either they resigned today or he was planning on bringing them up on charges of, I think it was child abuse for what they were doing in the curriculum. And he's going to be, I sent it to one of our team and said, this is the hero of the week next week. Homeschooling or start your own schools, here it comes. Anyway, thank you for the questions. That's it for this week. And send your questions to askcatherine@solaria.com or post them at subscriber input. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week.